Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Jay Lasseter, and I am perhaps the most notorious ex-drug addict in all of New Jersey. There's a cost to our judgment. How many more people from nice neighborhoods are going to have to die before we stop being such judgmental assholes? This is Heroin Uncut, the truth about the crisis, brought to you by NJ1015.com and made possible by Carrier Clinic. Welcome to the series finale of Heroin Uncut, a podcast devoted to New Jersey's opiate crisis. I'm your host, Jay Lasseter, a former IV drug user who found the grace to amend my life. It was originally my intention to end this series on a hopeful note. I hope to distill all the positive signs into a really hopeful rallying cry to better confront New Jersey's insatiable appetite for opiates, like heroin and prescription drugs. But here's the thing. I'm not hopeful. Not even a little bit. I mean, I'm not. It's not like being dramatic. Like, we're fucked. We're totally fucked. And I literally believe that. There were 2,000 opiate overdose deaths in New Jersey in 2016. And that's the last year that we have the data available. With the emergence of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids, 2017's overdose death rates will skyrocket. Fentanyl is 100 times more powerful than heroin, and it's not that hard to get online. But that's the sort of sobering reality that robs me of hope for our current situation. Truth is, I don't have hope, and I'm scared. I'm scared for anyone already addicted to opiates, because their prospects are dim. I'm scared for their families, and especially for their mothers. And I'd be lying if I told you otherwise, because I don't think fake optimism is a practical coping skill. If I hype our chances, that robs you of the ability to cope and to plan accordingly. If I can't give you hope, at least I can give you honesty. When it comes to New Jersey's opiate crisis, I'm afraid of what's to come. I literally lose sleep over it. Our lack of empathy is matched only by our lack of common sense as we approach this disease. And yes, addiction is a disease. Contrary to all the nasty messages I got on Facebook telling me no, it's not a disease and that that's a cop-out and that addicts are just weak, I read every single one of them.
And now, we're going to take a quick break to hear from the sponsor for Heroin Uncut, Carrier Clinic. We'll be right back.
New Jersey 101.5's exclusive series, Heroin Uncut, is made possible in part by Carrier Clinic. Those suffering with mental illness or addiction need care. New Jersey's Carrier Clinic offers compassionate care, redefining behavioral health care with holistic approaches beyond medicine. When it's time to think about behavioral health care, think Carrier. Learn more at carrierclinic.org.
There's absolutely no appetite in New Jersey for harm reduction strategies, like a syringe exchange program for IV drug users. I understand why needle exchange is controversial, but I also know that in places where needle exchange is not available, HIV transmission rates skyrocket. Hepatitis as well. Both are preventable, and both are very expensive to treat. Consequently, everyone touched by New Jersey's opiate crisis is at risk. A clean syringe costs 50 cents. Treatment for a year for hepatitis costs about $20,000. So think about all that charity care money we might save if we got our heads out of our ass. Because there's a cost to our judgment. Maybe you can't sympathize with the drug user who turns to sex work to pay for their drugs, or the man who pays her for sex. But what about that man's wife? If your husband is sleeping with a drug-addicted hooker, you've got enough problems without cooties. That's why we have a needle exchange program. It's for the innocent bystanders of this whole crisis. I read your emails that giving a drug addict a clean syringe sends the wrong message that drugs are okay. That somehow
that sends the wrong message to society, which I think is ridiculous because by that logic, like, why would we even reverse an overdose? Can you imagine if a child came to the emergency room with alcohol poisoning and the doctor said to his mother, "I'm sorry, we can't help your child," because that would send the wrong message about underage drinking? It's ridiculous. Because the only message that needle exchange programs send is that we care about drug addicts and we want them to have the very best chance to succeed. Needle exchange means that we care about the taxpayer and we don't want them paying for preventable expensive diseases. But ironically, it's the same voices who say no to needle exchange who have no problem spending $50,000 a year to lock somebody up. Harm reduction is fiscally prudent. Empathy is fiscally prudent. Our current judgmental approach is not. Thus, my pessimism and lack of hope. There are pockets of the state where we're getting this right, as we've covered. Ocean County, for example, where the prosecutor is smart enough to know that we can't arrest our way out of this heroin crisis. Or our attorney general in Trenton, who has gone after doctors who overprescribe and pharmaceutical companies who market their product in a dishonest, shady way. Prevention, though. What about that? I don't really hear anybody talking about that. Our new governor didn't have much to say about it on the campaign trail. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. An ounce of prevention is worth 1,000 trips to rehab. But here we are, fixated on symptoms instead of focusing on the problem. When it comes to addiction, we simply do not react until the horse has left the barn. Look, if being hopeful was my job, I'd be fired. But it's my job to be honest and hopefully convincing. Remember back in the day when society turned a blind eye to the AIDS crisis because AIDS only affected certain kinds of people? How many more people from nice neighborhoods are going to have to die before we stop being such judgmental assholes about addiction? People ask, well, what is the solution? I've been telling people what I think the solution should be the last 12 episodes, but nobody's listening. I'm Jay Lassiter. I'm a former IV drug user, and that's all I got. You have the last word on Twitter and Facebook at Heroin Uncut.
That's all for now. I'm Jay Lassiter. This has been Heroin Uncut, presented by NJ1015.com and sponsored by our friends at the Carrier Clinic. Please subscribe to the Heroin Uncut podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or at the NJ1015 app. Until next time, please let us know what you think. We're on Twitter and Facebook at Heroin Uncut, and I hope you'll head over there now and let us know what's on your mind.
What is behavioral health care?
Help with their emotional and mental health?
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
Carrier Clinic thinks differently about behavioral health care, applying new scientific advances to treat mental illness and addiction, replacing routine care programs with alternative treatments and new measurable levels of compassionate care, leading to better patient outcomes. For the best in behavioral health care, think Carrier. For more information, visit carrierclinic.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.